Back here on our Hy-Vee Food Drive Fridays coverage, we are here with Mary Benedict at Central College, who recently just had their food drive as part of the Season of Gratitude in partnership with KNIA and KRLS. Mary, a great year, it sounds like, for the food drive as part of the Season of Gratitude.
Definitely. I always try to outdo what we did the year before. So I sent emails out and challenged everybody on campus that everybody needs to give. If everybody gives two or three pieces, we'll have a huge amount of food. So we had boxes in every building, basically, on campus. So we put all of those out the Friday before our week of the food drive. And then on Friday, before Trevor came out, we went around, and I'm pretty sure it was cold that day, because we were driving in a golf cart. Driving around, picking up boxes, and we'd have to keep loading it in the van and loading it in the van. And then we got to the point where, like, okay, we need help loading the van because we had so much stuff in the golf cart. And some of it we couldn't lift and everything or get it up over our pile of food that we had in the van. So I ran and got Trevor and got it all filled. And I'm pretty sure we outdid a lot by what we have done before. So
very cool. And just being able to help out in this way, I know that for some people, they'll look at it and mean, like, you know, it's just one of many food drives. But for you guys here at Central College, I know that this is a huge deal. And just being able to help support the community in this way, what does it mean to you to just be able to look back and kind of reflect on this event and just continue to see how it continues to grow and how students, faculty, the central community here wants to support the public community as well?
Yeah. I mean, basically, I think we said it before, we are one, Central and Pella. We help each other out, and especially not only holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas and stuff, we really should be doing this all year round. I mean, always round up at the grocery stores, you know, drop off a bag and whatever. Here at Central, we're trying to do more. We have our service days, but we're trying to do more just to help throughout the community. And, you know, even sometimes we do go up to Des Moines, but mostly stay within the Pella community. And food insecurity is one of our top things, and we want to make sure that we continue to support them as everybody should in Pella. We do have an event in April, our annual scholarship dinner, where we invite our donors of our scholarships and our students to a big dinner, and they meet each other. You know, sometimes it's the first time or the fourth time for 4 years. And this year we're putting a service element on it, food drive, where we're going to ask everybody who's coming to the dinner to please donate as they're coming. And this dinner usually is around 600 people. So hopefully we'll get a lot of food.
That would be very nice. And one thing that I always find really interesting, too, is I know you talked about sending out the email to faculty about everyone kind of getting involved in this, but I know students also get involved with this, too, and I think that that's something that's really unique. Is I remember, you know, it wasn't all that long ago that I was a college student as well, and, you know, you're trying to save money because you got student loans and stuff like that, but just seeing students get involved in this, too, as an admissions counselor, getting to know all these students as well, what does that mean to you to just see them getting involved and wanting to help out, even if they're not necessarily from Pella, they're from, you know, wherever it may be across the United States or across the world, and just seeing them want to be able to get involved and help out in this way?
Yeah. I mean, when you go to college, and this is everywhere, and especially Central, you're teaching them how to go out in the world, get a job with what they want to do, major in, that kind of stuff. But you also treat them or teach them how to be a decent human and how to take care of people, because regardless of what job you're in or where you are located, there's going to always be people that need help, because that's basically countrywide. So yes, we're teaching them to go out, get a job, have a career, be successful, but also be kind, take care of each other, and then always support families within the community, because wherever you're at, the college and the community work together everywhere. It's nice here that Pella and Central are small enough that we can see the difference that we're making, which is wonderful. And we try to do that all the time. We'll increase everything, and I think everybody should increase their support through food insecurity, clothing drives, everything.
Very cool. And again, we're talking to Mary Benedict here at Central College about the food drive they recently held in partnership with KNIA. And one thing I know that was a part of this, too, that was really neat was just the way that faculty kind of encouraged those students, as we were just talking about, to get involved and help out with that, too. As the person who's heading up this food drive, to see faculty and others who maybe aren't heading this up being able to impact others in this way, what did that mean to you to have others trying to help you in your role of running this food drive and getting more people involved as well?
Well, it takes a village, no matter what you do. And what I loved about this food drive, for the first year, there's a psychology professor who teaches a social economic class or something like that. And he called me the Monday morning of when we started our food drive and said, Mary, I'm going to give my students extra credit if they donate to the food drive. So in his class, he grabbed we had a KNIA box in there, and he grabbed it, took it into his class, talked about it, showed him the box, said, put stuff in here, and then take a photo or show me that you did this, and then I'll give you some extra credit for doing it. And with students, you know, that's their thing. They're always trying to find ways to get more points and get better grades and stuff. But you're also helping that they're learning that, okay, this is a good thing. I really should be doing this. And we have a lifelong learning class, Central Red, where I kind of always try to plan a class during the week of the food drive, because I always encourage them to bring food as well. And our class sizes are like 75, 80 people, and they all don't bring just one or two or three. They bring bags of food with them. So that is a huge addition to our food drive.
Very neat. And again, one thing that goes hand in hand with this is that we talked about this, I believe, a month ago as we were previewing this food drive, is there's always ways that you're trying to grow this food drive and just make it better each and every year to outdo what you did the year before. And this year, I know, is no different. You're learning from each year that you do this. What are some of the things you took away from this year that you're hoping to continue improving upon, or just try to make easier for students and faculty to be able to get involved in this?
Yeah. My goal this year was to get boxes in every building, which I did. I didn't quite get 100% participation, and there was a couple of small buildings that I didn't get anybody. So, one, I'm getting food out of them next year. And then hopefully what I'd love to do is maybe put multiple boxes in buildings. We have so much food that we're needing more boxes to fill. And maybe we kind of spill out to maybe some of the businesses that are close to the college. And ask if they would like to participate. Can we put a box in your store? Main Street Market, can we put a box, you know, with Central College Food Drive in your restaurant for a week and see if we can get more stuff? Casey's, I mean, there's a lot of local places around us, churches. Just kind of expanding outside of the Central College campus and just trying to get more and more people involved with Pella and with the college.
Very neat, too. And one final thing to just kind of wrap up, because I know we've hit a lot on the student and faculty involvement, but this isn't just solely specific to faculty and students. I know that you encourage community involvement in this as well. So for our community members who this maybe is the first time they're hearing about it, maybe they have heard about it, they kind of sat on the fence about whether or not to get involved with this in the future years, what would be your message to them about getting involved in the food drive here at Central College?
Okay, mark your calendars. We are always the week before Thanksgiving. And we do it Monday through Friday. Boxes everywhere. You know, just start saving maybe a couple weeks beforehand. Shop early, always add stuff, and then just drop it off. I mean, we make it easy. In our Maytag Student Center, we always have a box, and you can just park on Broadway, run inside, drop it in the box, and jump back into your car. Again, you should always do it year-round, not just for our food drive, but if you want to contribute to ours, that'd be fantastic.
Awesome. Mary, appreciate the time as always, and thanks for allowing us to sit down and hear more about the food drive that took part of the Season of Gratitude here at Central College.
Thanks, Tyler, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely. That was Mary Benedict of Central College here on the Hy-Vee Food Drive Friday Special Edition News Magazine.